With all the videos I've made over the years, I believe this will be the most important as far as exposing the Freemasonic God, Lucifer himself. And let's get right to it with the Masonic Square and Compass, which I pointed out before, the very apex of the compass itself. It says Pole Star. And if you look at other depictions of the Freemasonic Square and Compass, it actually shows the eye of Lucifer himself. So this is a huge connection. Pole Star, the eye of Lucifer, and it comes down to this very famous quote, which I've showed in many video presentations from Manly P. Hall, of course, a very famous Freemason. When the human race learns to read the language of symbolism, a great veil will fall from the eyes of men. And also from Manly P. Hall, it is said that wisdom lies not in seeing things, but in seeing through things. And this is definitely what this video presentation is all about. And one thing I pointed out over the years is the G itself, when it comes to Freemasonry, when you look at the alphabet A through Z, 1 through 26, basically when you flip the alphabet over and you get to G, it is 33, as you see here. And Pole Star itself, in numerology, Chaldean to be specific, is 33. So you have your dual 33s in plain sight with the Pole Star and the G itself. And of course, when it comes to the 33, this represents from Revelation 12, the third or 33% of the fallen angels. And just like you see here, the eye of Lucifer on the top of the compass itself when it comes to Freemasonry. And of course, in the back of the U.S. dollar in Latin, Annuit Coeptis Novus Ordo Seclorum, which basically translates to Lucifer approves of our undertaking of this new world order. So definitely nothing is hidden in this world. Just got to dig a little deeper. Again, everything's in plain sight. Just like you see here with Queen Elizabeth and her aide. And just take a close look. You see, of course, the red and the blue, which equals purple for royalty or witchcraft. And again, taking a little bit closer look here, you see the square and the compass and the star. And again, this basically represents the North Star or Polaris, the Pole Star, as I showed earlier, as you see here. So the importance of the star. People look at the square and the compass, but the star is really the important aspect that really needs to be spotlighted. And again, Queen Elizabeth, basically what it comes down to with Elizabeth being 33 in Chaldean in numerology, it's Queen 33. And having Queen Elizabeth being that 33 name is very, very important, of course, when it comes to those that run this world. And again, the color coded red and blue, just like you see here, the blue devil and red devil. Just like the video game, Devil May Cry, the same concept of the red and the blue, again, equaling purple. Now, getting back on topic of the god of this world, Lucifer, with this, of course, Masonic depiction, let's get a little bit of a close-up. Of course, you see the sun and the moon and the eye in the sky, Lucifer, dead center. Now, the very important concept of the structure of Freemasonry when it comes to the York and the Scottish Rite, when you work your way up, of course, different levels of Freemasonry. You work your way from the bottom all the way to the top. The very top, of course, is the 33rd degree. And of course, that represents, of course, like I said earlier, the Pole Star itself. And this is what happens when it comes to the Masonic lodges. As you work your way up, you're, of course, kept in the dark. As you work your way up, the compass itself, as you see here, the different levels, as you move up to the highest point of Freemasonry, you come to know that Lucifer is the god of Freemasonry, the god of this world. Like it states in the Bible, 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those that don't believe. And that gets back to this quote by Manly P. Hall. It is said that wisdom lies not in seeing things, but seeing through things. And definitely taking a look at the ceiling of the Masonic lodges, which I'll go through, and they basically, you see in the very top here, this is their god, all for all to see, Polaris, the Eye of Lucifer, as you can see here. Definitely, this is their god, all in plain sight. And specifically, being Polaris, and I'll get more of that in a little bit. But definitely, the star on the ceiling, the North Star, Polaris, for all to see. And every single one of these Masonic lodges, there is the North Star right in the dead center. All the other stars, and there is Polaris. And one thing I want to get into as far as stars themselves, obviously in this world full of nothing but lies, we're told that basically stars are distant suns. Look at all these stars through digital cameras, P1000s, P900s, either one, and each individual so-called distant sun, these stars are different. And these stars are souls. These stars are spirits. Again, these people that run this world, they have the knowledge at the very top, the very apex of the pyramid. Everybody underneath are kept ignorant. Knowledge is in the hands of the few, and the rest are kept ignorant. The classic structure for manipulation and control. With all the lies, though, they do give us the truth. In the world of duality, when it comes to Freemasonry, they give us the truth in music, movies, TV shows, cartoons, and lie to us in the news and the school textbooks. Let's take a look here as an example when it comes to truth in movies from the 1984 movie based on George Orwell's book. Take a listen when it comes to stars.
Party seeks power for its own sake, not as a means but an end. Power over the human mind, and because we control the mind, reality is inside the skulls. We control the laws of nature. The stars are not light years, but a few kilometers away.
And before playing this next clip, I want to give Prepstar credit for his footage of Polaris using his Nikon P900 digital camera. And definitely you can see this is not a distant sun. This is, again, the god of this world, Polaris, that the Luciferians, that the Freemasons worship. Definitely a spirit in the sky. Stars are souls, no doubt about it. Again, absolutely no way you're looking at a distant sun. Now, this is something I found very interesting when it comes to the Georgia Guidestones, which had an opening date of March 22nd, 1980. March, of course, being the third month of the year, you get your 3-2-2 when it comes to Freemasonry, Skull and Bones. And for those that don't know about the Georgia Guidestones, it's all about the New World Order agenda, keeping the population under 500 million, basically internationalism, and it's written in multiple languages. But the point I'm making here when it comes to the Georgia Guidestones itself, a very interesting aspect is it has a peephole. And again, this peephole looks directly at Polaris. Every night of the year, Polaris can be observed through a peephole in the Georgia Guidestones. So this is very interesting. You have your New World Order objective with the Guidestones itself, and it's constantly directed, pointing at Polaris. Again, more evidence of this is their god in the sky, the spirit in the sky that they worship. Another interesting aspect with their society, of course, with Santa Claus, and of course the anagram of Santa is Satan, holding the bell. Get more of the bell a little bit later. But of course, where does Santa stay? At the North Pole. So Santa, Satan, and the North Pole. And again, the bell. I'll get more of the bell in a little bit. But again, when it comes to Christmas, the Christmas tree, what's on top of the tree itself? A star. And just take a look here. Polaris. The star Polaris is put on top of the Christmas tree itself. Just as you see here. What does the Bible say about this? From Jeremiah 10. This is what the Lord says. Do not learn the ways of the nations, for the customs of the people are worthless. They cut a tree out of the forest. They adorn it with silver and gold, and they fasten it with a hammer and nails. So again, this is what the Bible says. But of course, you go to your local church. What do they have? They have the Christmas tree. They're definitely not following what the Bible says.